Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 12th day of the year, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Shkolim, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachanis Mois, a person who's collecting a whole lot of coins, money or prutas, Mois. But Omar, and he said at the beginning of collecting these coins, Hara'ilu l'shikli, I'm gathering these monies to get my, to make up my shekel, half a shekel. Beshama Emrim, Mesora Nadova. He says that the leftovers, what's over more than what he needs for his shekel, must also be given at Kodesh. They become a Nadova, they become a gift. What does that mean? That means that the money will be used for contributing animals for the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach was idle. It was called Kayitza Mizbeach. These were gifts given when the Mizbeach was not so busy. To keep the Mizbeach going, it was nice having the Korbanos going up to Hashem in honor of Hashem. And this was what the leftovers would be used for. The leftovers, in other words, are also Kodesh, are also holy. What's the reason for Beshamai? Beshamai say that Hektish tos Hashma Hektish. Even if I gave, by error, I gave something to Hektish, or I declared it Hektish, doesn't matter, it becomes holy. So even though your intention was only to get amount of money for the shekel, for the Achatzi shekel, but because you said the words, these are for my shekel, what the words came out, that's what's going to happen. All of it, the Kedusha descends in all of it, not only on what you need for your shekel. Vesil say no. They say what's left over, any money left over after he's got his shekel will be chulin, because he only intended to makdish what he needed for his shekel. However, if a person made the following declaration, he said, I'm going to gather money for my shekel so that I can bring a shekel from these monies. Then Shavin, then even Beis Shammai agree, Shemes Aron Chulin, that whatever's left over is Chulin. Why? Because by saying Mehen, I'll bring from them, I'll gather money for my shekel, it's as if he's explicitly saying, but if I get any more than my shekel, then that the remaining will be Chulin. Eilu l'chatos, what happens if he's gathering money together and he said, this is for my korban l'chatos that I have to bring. Shovin, even Beis Hillel agree, Shamos and Adoba, that what's left over after he's bought his korban l'chatos, or after he's brought enough money to buy the korban l'chatos, that will be, Nadova. What's Moshe and Nadova mean? It'll have to be brought up as on the Mizbeach, as a gift when the Mizbeach is not busy. And it's Kedusha, it has Kedusha. Now, why our Beis Hillel is stricter here, we'll see in the next Mishnah. She'ovi mehen l'chatos, but if he says, I'm gathering monies here so that from these monies I will bring an animal for a chatos, then everyone agrees that it's chulin. Shovin sha'mois chulin, everyone will agree that what's left over after he's saved up enough or he's gathered enough money for the chatos, whatever's left over will be chulin. He can do with it as he pleases. It has no kedusha. And that's because, like we said before in the case of the shekel, when he used a similar expression, it's as if he expressly stated that whatever's left over for my chatos will be chulin. Mishnah Dalet. Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Ma bein shkolim l'chatos. What's the difference between the shekel, the case of the chatzi shekel, and the case of the chatos? Why is it that when it comes to the gathering money for a chatos, Beis Hillel is stricter, and they say that when he says, Hari elu l'chatos, they agree to Beis Shammai that leftover is nadova, has kedusha. But if he says, Hari elu l'shikli, for my chatzi shekel, then it's what's left over is chulin. So Rabbi Shimon explained, Shekolim yesh lehem kitzva. Shkolim have a limit. They have a finite amount. It says in the pasuk clearly, a rich man can't give more than a chatzi shekel. Poor person can't give less. So therefore we say that he only intended to makdish what he needed strictly for his shekel. The leftover is cholin. V'chatos ein lo kitzvah. But a common chatos has no limit. You can buy a chatos for a very expensive animal. You can buy one for a cheap animal. So all the money he gathers will now have Kedusha descend upon it. And he will buy Bema for a chatos exactly as he finds it, whatever as he will find it, but the leftover is Hektish, is going to be holy. Rabbi Huda says, Aflish Golem Elam Kitzvah. A shekel also has no limit. What does that mean? It's true, you can't give less than half a shekel that was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but there were times that they give a lot more. For example, when the Jewish people came out of Golos Bavel, they came out of Babylonia, they would give as the machzi shekel a darkon. Now, darkon is a Persian coin of gold, which was worth 2 shloim, that's equal to 4 shkolim. Afterwards, they gave less. They gave an amount of sloim. Sloim is 2 shekel. That's also more than the chatzi shekel. And then finally, chazru lishkol tavoin. They started giving half a sela, which is the shkolim of the Mishnah. That's approximately equal to machzis shekel of the Torah. Uvikshu lishkol dinarim, and they wanted to give even less than that, the dinar, one dinar. But the Beis Din were not mekabel. They didn't accept this. They did not mask him to get such a small amount. Why? Because that would already be less than the half a shekel of the Torah. One dinar is half a shekel of the Mishnah. That would be like quarter of a shekel of the Torah, and that they didn't allow. Anyway, what does Rabbi Yehuda prove from here? Rabbi Yehuda is proving here that for shkolim lechayra, there's also no kitzvah. There's also no limit and no fixed amount. And since there's no fixed amount, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda wants to maintain, why is there a difference? Why is there a difference between the shekel and the chatos? By the shekel too, we should say that that all of it should go for the shekel. That all of it should be kedusha at least. Once he's got his shekel, the rest of it should be in a davar. Amar Rabbi Shimon, to which Rabbi Shimon responded and said as follows, Afal pichein, yad kulan shava. Nevertheless, In each time period that they gave Machzor Shekel, they all gave the same amount, whether rich, whether poor. So therefore, Shkolim does have a ketzva, does have a finite amount. Aval Chatos, when it comes to Koven Chatos, in the same period. Now, it could be that one person, Zeh maybe Besel, Zeh maybe Shtayim, Zeh maybe Shalish. And there's any range of amounts of levels of quality or how much one would spend for a Koven Chatos. And you can spend as much as you want or as little as you want, and therefore that really has no kitzvah. And for that reason, because it has no fixed amount, no limit, for that reason, what's left over of the money that he gathers for the Chatos will also be holy and goes into those special boxes where they the special storage boxes which had the money reserved for the Oilos Nedava, for the Oilos, the Koben Oilos, which would be given as a free will offering.